ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام التقى رئيس الأخلاق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Fear of Allah is the chief trait of human character."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the lessons, dear friends, which we learn from Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, is this lesson that we should learn and seek knowledge. Now, in some of our sessions, we have talked about how Imam Ali alayhi salam has promoted seeking knowledge, and specifically we talked about the knowledge of Islam, the rules and commandments of Islam. We talked about the importance of acquiring the akhlaq, the ethics and the morals that are taught in Islam. And so Islam was the emphasis in our sessions, the study of Islam. But it is interesting, we find that in the same way as Imam Ali alayhi salam, had mastery over the Quran and the traditions, don't let this make you think that he did not have mastery over other subjects. Rather, it is quite the contrary. Imam Ali alayhi salam was also the most proficient of all, not just in Islamic jurisprudence and legal code and scholastic theology or mysticism, irfan, but he was also the most proficient when it came to astronomy, literature, eloquence, balagha, poetry, wit, humor, the sciences of books, the interpretation of dreams, the knowledge of Jafar and Jami', the scrolls of different types of knowledge, and mathematics. There are traditions with regards to every single one of these aspects that Imam Ali had a mastery of in the book Arjahul Matalib. Now, it is something of note here. Who can be wiser than the one who has proficiency in all of these sciences? And how can there be any error in the judgment or the views of a person who has mastery over so many different kinds of knowledge? Error, my dear friends, is only possible when one has a deficiency in knowledge. And there are many well-known thinkers and philosophers who presented theories regarding sciences and arts against which people have raised thousands of objections. But there is no rational objection to the theories and the statements regarding the sciences and the arts put forth by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is power, and Imam Ali encourages us towards knowledge, a profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
We are not against the Sunnah of Rasulullah. You know, although we say Ahl Sunnah and Shia, as if we are not the followers of the Sunnah. No, we follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah. But for us, the custodian of the true Sunnah of Rasulullah is Ali Muhammad. So we follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah, but through Ali Muhammad. Lajo Amrihi, shelter of his affairs. When it comes to the religious issues, Rasulullah used to trust Ali more than anyone else. Remember when this declaration of Surah Bara'at came in, 6th and 9th Surah of the Quran, which starts without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this was the ultimatum given for the mushrikeen of Makkah. There, initially, Rasulullah asked Abu Bakr to go and declare that in Makkah. This is after the conquest of Makkah. But then Jibreel comes down. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you, O Muhammad, that this ultimatum on your behalf can only be declared by yourself or somebody who's from you. This is where he calls Ali. And he says, go quick, ride as fast as you can, reach to Abu Bakr, and take the ayat away from him and tell him you have been given this mission now. And so basically they are lajo amrihi. They are the shelter of his affairs. Aibatu ilmihi, containers of his knowledge. And we'll come to another statement later on about this. Maw'ilu hukmihi, refuge of his commands. If you really want to know the Islamist commandments, this is where they are the refuge of that. And we saw the example many times that the Khulafa in many difficult judicial matters, they would refer to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Kuhufu kutubihi. They are the caves for the books of Rasulullah. Caves are normally used, especially in the past, as a place where you can protect and secure things in there. And this is where, you know, from extreme weather or even from enemies, if you want to hide things. And this is the expression Ali is using, that if you want the books and the writings, basically the knowledge from Rasulullah, we are the one who preserved it. Wajibalu dinihi, this is the most important one. It says, Ali Muhammad are jibalu dinihi, they are the mountains of Muhammad's religion. What does it mean? There is an ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created the earth and then we planted mountains on the earth to stabilize the movement of the earth. The earth has a movement. Doesn't go slower than what's supposed to be and not even faster. Otherwise, we'll not be able to maintain our life here. And so the mountains work as stabilizers for this earth. Ali is using that example in saying that when it comes to deen of Muhammad, we are the jibal, we are the mountains which give stability to the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he concludes by saying, bihim aqama in hina'u dhahrihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Ali Muhammad straightened the backbone of the religion. Otherwise it will bend over. وَعَزْحَبَ إِرْتِعَادَ فَرَاعِسِهِ, and through Ali Muhammad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the trembling of the limbs of the religion. And so they are basically a very, you know, integral part of the survival of true Islam. Without them, Islam will not be able to survive.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.